All right, next songwriting thing is about bass lines. Bass lines can be a great way to write a song. And a lot of songs, if they're rock songs, they use portions of the minor pentatonic. You know, the minor pentatonic isn't just for soloing. It can be for composing, too. Like, we were just in the key of F right now, right? So, when you play an F minor pentatonic scale at fret 1, right? We talked about this a little bit. We're going to review it. Play F minor pentatonic fret 1. So, good. That's good. Each of those notes can be made into a chord. The easiest way to do it for bass line. But before we make it into chords, let's just do a bass line. You know, I'm going to give you an example, like a... It's nothing fancy, but it can be, you know, some of the best songs are bass lines that aren't fancy. So what did I do there? So here's the first note of the F minor pentatonic. It's F. Second note is A flat, which is the flat third of the key. You gotta learn a lot of theory when you do this stuff. Next note is B flat, which is the fourth of the key. Next note is C, which is the fifth of the key. Next note is E flat, which is the flat seven of the key. So that's something you should write down and study. The minor pentatonic would be 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. Right. Again, write it down. I'll write it down for you. Play it as I write it. 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. All right, this is, go ahead, play it. Play a minor pentatonic. Yeah, so what does this mean? It means, the flat 3, that second note, is in between the 2 and 3 of a major scale. If you were to sing a major scale, do, re, mi, it's neither of those, it's in between. Right? And the 4, the next note in the pentatonic, you know, that is the same as the 4th of the major scale. Do, re, mi, fa. And then, right? I highly recommend you memorize that minor pentatonic formula. So, in the beginning, when you're doing songwriting, you know, everyone wants to write great songs, but people aren't necessarily up for doing the work. You are, which is why you're writing some great music already. I'm very pleased, you know. But people listening to this, or any, you know, students in general, would rather just, I don't know, they'd rather just not learn. And, or like, oh, maybe if I learn, I won't be creative. I'll just let it free flow out of me, you know. But then guess what? You're writing generic stuff that'll never be, you know, liked by, you know, learning rules gives you informs you to break the rules. It doesn't take away your creativity at all. In fact, it gets you to creative places. It gets you to the same creative places you would have gotten to without music theory, except 15,000 times faster. All right. So anyway, I'm not really digressing. It's important, but the bass line I came up with was 4, flat 3, 5, simple. B flat, A flat, C, B flat, A flat, F. Alright? So let's write that down. Let's write B flat, and there were four beats each, so B flat for one bar, A flat for one bar, and C for two bars. And then B flat, A flat, F. That's your bass line. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. This is only one way to write bass lines, but it's a very effective and easy way. You just choose notes out of the minor pentatonic. Mm. Right, you can also do it with a major pentatonic. It's a story for another day. But now, if you make a bass line, I don't have my bass, I actually just put it away. Had it out for the last 2 days. You know, that's what the bass does. You can play chords above it. You can play power chords, like... be the guitarist and doing power chords. I'll be the bass player and just play single notes. 2, 3, 4. Good job, good job. So I used four chords out of the five notes of the pentatonic. The next step is for you to come up with a bass line in the same key for a different section that would be complementary to this section. Okay. So if you look at the F minor pentatonic scale, it'd be F, A flat, B flat, C, and what would be the last? I just wrote it there, so I gave away the punchline. It's E flat. So now I want you to come up with another bass line using any of those five notes. Right, so well done. You came up with C, B flat, E flat, E flat, and then C, B flat, A flat, F, all one bar each. We're just winging notes out of the air. Really, you shouldn't do it like this. You should use your ear and see if you like it, but listen to how far we get with just winging it. So right on your bass line, the new one, like 3-4. Hello.
Hey.
That's cool. That is cool. All right, let's do it one more time. This time I'll be the guitarist and play power chords. You be the bass player. 3-4. Good, now let's see how it all sounds together. All right. With my section and your section, let's do each section twice. I'll be the guitar player, you be the bass player. 2-3. Pretty cool, right? Easy peasy. Easy peasy. So well done. That's good enough for today, for songwriting. But bass lines, you can do a lot with bass lines. You could do the major pentatonic scale. We didn't talk about that. Well, that's a topic for another day. But the same process would happen. Pick some random chords. If I were going to make one more thing on this, you know, if I had multiple tracks, you know, I could record a bass line and then record power chords. And then on a different track, I could do... So I could come up with a different part. Like, for example, do the bass line. Like, just 3-4. Oh, wait, when were we? Like, 3-4. My bad. Okay. Wait, let's see. I'm sorry, yeah. My bad. Don't play this for anybody. I'll deny it. Oh, my bad. Ah, I screwed it all up. I guess I'm gonna delete that part.